morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, blessed Redeemer. Good morning to each and every one of you that woke up alive this morning on Resurrection Sunday. We give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I just can't help but throw two things in here. First of all, I'm going to have this article tomorrow. You can get it if you want a copy of it. But President Donald Trump, the organization that was collecting money for him, remember when the lady called me, was going to commit suicide because she had given all her money away to the Trump campaign? Well, $221 million, for starters, was given back to people that had given to the Trump campaign, and $21 million was given back to the people that had given to the Democratic Joe Biden campaign, because so many people went to their banks and their credit card companies and claimed fraud because they went to give one donation and the company that was soliciting the funds kept taking people's money out their account. And one man died. He gave $800, but they took $8,000 and $9,000, and they took thousands of dollars. So it's already been refunded $221 million and $21 million from the Democratic campaign. So when the Lord had that lady call me up on the verge of suicide, God did something about that. So I don't know if it happened to you or not, but all I could say is God always says, I am the Lord and I will repay. So I have a copy of the article. Jose found the article yesterday. And I didn't really see it till this morning. But that's the minimum, they say. That's the minimum. $221 million has been proven to be, the yellow button, called it the yellow button, and for reoccurring payments. And so I don't know if you're in that group, but I know this. If you gave more, and they took more than you gave, you can get your money back, or you can get some of it anyway. Okay? That's real good news. And the other one is, I had the opportunity to talk to a 7-year-old. And, you know, God is really something. And the 7-year-old said this to me. My mom and daddy called me up. I got another call from the Congo in Africa. I mean, an email. I got it up here somewhere. This lady, I'll read it to you next week. She in the Congo, she couldn't walk, and the Lord healed her. And the Lord has healed a lot of you as well. This 7-year-old told me last night, early this morning, really, it was about 2:30. You see, brothers and sisters, a lot of people want glory and you know, I want to tell you something. The reason I was upset was because the man lied. He said he was healed. Please hear me. God doesn't have to do anything. God is not a half-baked. He doesn't have to do anything. A lot of people lie. A lot of people want glory. They want to be worshipped and they want to be praised. This 7-year-old, she said to me, she said, "Miss Erica, I'm not afraid to die." She said, "All these kids in here around me, some of them are scared to die, and some of them aren't." But her parents were calling me from the children's hospital, and this little girl has cancer, and I had to tell her, "Mama." They don't know me. They would recommend it, you know. I said, you know, I had to think about this. I had to think about this. If God, somebody else said to me, you know, somebody was raised from the dead, but they in the hospital and they still, you know, in bad shape. So my question was, okay, God, this is happening right at the time of Resurrection Sunday. And the 7-year-old, what she's saying is resonating in my ears. I'm not afraid to die. She said, I have on my Bible pajamas. Her grandma had made her some pajamas with the Bible all over them. And I said, to her, very honestly, I said, you know, the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. I said, we're all going to die. I said, but this is the point. We don't want the devil stealing your life. I said, you're only 7, and I know some adults. I don't even know if I could be that brave. And I think that I could, but you know, you never really know until we get into shape. Like you, your mom and daddy tell me that you called him. I said, so are you ready? Are you really ready to die? She said, I'm not afraid. I said, do you really think it's your time to die? She said, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to die. I said, well, how do you want me to pray with you? And this thing hit me in my heart. She said, I want you to pray that God will take care of my mommy and my daddy, because ever since I got sick, I've been making them fight. I said, you've been making them fight? She said, yeah, my sickness has been making them fight. And I said, well, when is the last time you laughed? And that made her laugh. I said, what do you want? I said, and please don't tell me, I understand You're not afraid to die. I said, but what do you want? She said, I want God to do the same thing for me that he did for Jesus. I said, what was that? She said, it's Easter. It's Easter. I'm not afraid to die because God is going to raise me up from the dead and I'm going to live with him forever. So please, she said, pray for my mommy and my daddy that they can understand this. And I said, she said, I'm not going to put the phone down until you promise me that you'll pray for them so that they can stop fighting. I said, okay. She said, they're right here. And I'm going to hold the phone. And I'm going to listen. And I prayed this morning as them stars was up there in the sky. I prayed for her father. And I prayed for her mother. Her father is a doctor himself. And he who cried because he couldn't help his own little girl. The mama cried because she was mad with God. And she had told God that she wasn't going to serve him anymore. Because how could a good and loving God take her baby, her only child? And there I was in the middle of this. And I said, God, I don't know how to pray. I can't pray against the little girl because she said she's not afraid to die because you're going to raise her up. And the parents don't want her to die because they don't believe you can raise her up. They spend a lot of money, but they don't believe you can raise her up, and she believes you can raise her up. I said, so God, in the name of Jesus, could you heal the little girl? And would you heal the little girl? And will you heal her parents? Amen. Well, we'll find out what happens because they were getting ready. They called their pastor to come and get them all from the hospital and take them to the church. And they're going to have a prayer vigil. The mama did repent. And the daddy, you know what he repented of? Daddy repented of the fact that he was praying to the God of medicine. You know, the Caduceus, the thing that he took on his oath, you know, the snake around the thing. And they had left Jesus out of the equation. And the seven-year-old led them back to Christ, back from being black backsliders this morning. And like I told him, you don't need me. You didn't need me. Your little girl was preaching the sermon to you, but you weren't listening. You just weren't listening. So they all wrapped up in a blanket this morning on their way to their church. And they in Texas, too. So would you all pray with me this morning? For Savannah, Dr. Riley, and his wife, Kathy. You see, she believes, she got faith. The doctors say ain't no hope. So now they done signed out the hospital and gone to Dr. Jesus. He ain't never lost a patient. And I don't believe she have to die in order to see a manifestation of the power of God. Because she already believes him and she already trusts him. And she told the girl, the little girl in the bed from her, she said, I'll be back to pray with you when I get back. I'll be back to pray with you when I get back. She has faith that she's coming back. So do I. And I also have faith because you see, God doesn't have to do anything. Now they told her parents that she'll be gone by tomorrow morning, by tomorrow. And they be, you know, they be right in a lot of cases because they're looking at everything they're looking at, but they're not looking at that finished work of the cross. And this is probably why God knew that little girl was going to call here. And he knew exactly what I was going to say. He knew I wasn't going to lie to them. He knew I wasn't going to make nothing up. But he knew that I wanted to see his glory manifested in this. I wanted him to do whatever the seven-year-old had faith. But I'll never forget. She said, I'm not afraid to die. So, Father God, we thank you. You're right, Mary. We thank you for Savannah. We thank you. We thank you. Like you said yesterday, whose report were we going to believe? I believe the report of the Lord. And I believe that when Savannah gets healed in that church, that revival is going to break out down there in Texas. And I know, God, you're going to answer the prayer of that little girl. But I'm asking you, God, she don't have to die to be resurrected. She just needs a healing. She just needs to be healed. just like you started that healing process in her mama and in her daddy. He needed to be delivered from that spirit of science. And she needs to be delivered, which we did this morning, for doubt and unbelief. And anger and bitterness toward you, God. So, Father God, this morning, I'm asking you to manifest your resurrected presence. Some people on this line this morning, they need to see your hand. Some need to stick their hand in the side of your wound. Some just need you to smile on them. Some, Lord God, need to be delivered. Some need to be separated from all the multiple personalities that they have. So you don't ever know who you're talking to. And neither does anybody else. But I'm asking you this morning for a manifestation of your life-giving body to the body of Christ. I'm praying in the name of Jesus. And we're standing in the gap this morning for all the little Savannahs in every children's hospital all over this world, in every emergency room, in every medical care facility all over this world. Lord Jesus, let people be raised up today to wholeness and healing and health, because you are life. You are resurrected life. I'm asking you to go into those rooms where they have pushed people off to die and heal them. I'm asking you to heal broken hearts. I'm asking you to heal people who need their faith restored in you. I thank you. As we celebrate life this morning, I thank you for blood transfusions. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to heal those people that don't seem to be able to keep it. Manifest your resurrection life this morning. Lord God, if somebody somewhere, some family, and they hear about this Resurrection Sunday, but God, manifest your glory. Don't just feed them for this Sunday, feed them for eternally. Lord God, help us receive the resurrected life in you this morning. Not just another day, but a glorious day in a glorious way. Lord God, somebody, some diabetic somewhere had to undergo an amputation. And some diabetic somewhere is waiting for an amputation. Lord God, heal the dead legs, the dead extremities. Bring new life into them. Lord God, somebody has been diagnosed with a bad heart. Lord God, restore unto them a new heart. A new organ. Somebody had a bad time on the dialysis machine. Lord God, somebody's waiting for a kidney transplant. Heal your people, Lord God. Heal your people, Lord God. Somebody got a problem with their gallbladder. Lord God, restore organs. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, let your glory manifest and bring life and that more abundant life. Lord God, somebody needs life. And I thank you, you're the life giver. Lord God, let us remember this morning. And let us thank you for life, health, strength, ability, wisdom, understanding. And most importantly, Lord Jesus, it's a whole lot of people that don't know love. They can't comprehend it. They can say it, but they can't comprehend it. Lord God, restore. Just like it was in the garden. The garden. Restore your glory and manifest your life in every person that will receive it. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed, happy, peaceful, joyful, and loving Resurrection Sunday today. I will see you tomorrow in Jesus' name.
Jesus, like the fragrance after rain. Jesus, 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 let heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that name. We love the name, the Holy Name. Your precious name. Jesus, 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 there's something about the name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after rain. Jesus, 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 let heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that. The name, the holy name, your precious name.